Kedusha b'leizu, v'leizu kedusha b'leizu. He argues no. Rashi says the chol amnoches hatuna shemun levoino and kli shoros mekadosh echad mihem elim kem shloshtem biyachad the kli. That he holds no. Rabbi Chanina holds that when you have a mincha that needs shemun levoino, the mincha is only kaddish with all three together. So Marius, on Rabbi Chanina, Korda Chanina, he sorin loma nimshach. In other words, the kli in the Beis Hamikdash that had the measurement of an isorin of flour, why did they have to be nimshach? I mean, give it a kedusha to have it in kli shoros v'manashach. Well, you only put flour in there, the exact amount of an isorin, and you're telling me now, according to Rabbi Chanina, you cannot be mekadosh the isorin by itself without the shemen and the levoina. So anyway, in this kli, it's not fit to have the shemen and the levoina. So for what purpose would it have to be nimshach the isorin in the Beis Hamikdash? And the friend we have, Aloy Eino also, Yen Lum Didos, Kemech Bavadva, Kemech Eino Kodesh Bloy Shemen, according to Bechanino. So the Morin says, Le Minchas Choyto, Enechanami, for Minchas Choyto. The Minchas Choyto Bechlau does not need Shemen, it does not need Levoino. All it needs is just an Isor and a flower. So for Minchas Choyto, that's why this Isor and had a Kedusha. It was Nimshach, they anointed it with the Shemen HaMishcha. And had a Din Kli Sharis on it. Therefore, by Minchas Choyto, as soon as you put the Isor and a flower inside there, becomes Kodesh. Now the Gemara is though, the Lug, Loma Nimshach. Now when they measured off the Shemen in the Beis Hamikdash, they had a Kli called the Lug, why do they have to be Nimshach there to give it Kedusha? Lachur, when you measure off the Lug of Shemen to put it into a Mincha, anyway it's not Kodesh by itself until you put all of it together. So why did the Lug, the measurement of a Lug, have to have Kedusha Nimshach to have a Kedusha Kli Sharis in it? What does it be Mekadosh? When does it be Mekadosh? When is it to be Mekadosh to Shemen by itself? So Morin says yes. The Lug Shel Mitzara. A Mitzara has to bring a Lug of Shemen. He has no flour, he has no Levoina with it. So Nechanami, when the Mitzara brings his Lug, that Lug of Shemen will have a Kedusha right away. So for that purpose, they will Nimshach the Lug in the Beis Hamikdash. Now the Gemara says, V'yav Shmuel Sovolo Lohod Rav. Shmuel also holds like Rav, that you could have a Kiddush, each one separately. The Tanan learned like this, Kli halach mikadshim es lach. A Kli, a measuring cup that used to measure off lach, something liquid, either yain or else shemen. So it says it's mikadish es lach, it's mikadish the shemen that comes inside it. Midas hayavish, a measurement that you measure off something dry, let's say like flour, that you measure off yavish, is mekadshin as the yavish, it's also mekadish, the yavish that comes inside it, it's mekadish it. But the yain kli halach mekadshin as the yavish. If you have a kli that usually used for lach for shemen, and now you put something yavish, something dry inside it, it's not kodesh. The same with the opposite way. For loy midas hayavish mekadshin as halach. If you have a measuring cup that you measure dry things with, and now some oil goes in there, so the kli is not mekadish, the lach. Now, v'yomah Shmuel, Shmuel says, Pshan, this memra, v'yomah Shmuel, l'shonu elo midos. Only the measuring cups. The midos, the measuring cups of dry, is not mekadish, something alach. Avo mizrokei shodam. But the kli that they used to be mekabel, the dam, even though it was a kli used for lach, here Shmuel says, mekadish es hayavish. Yes, it's even mekadish, something that dry, that comes inside it. Rashi says Shein Kli Lach is Mekadshim Yavish. His kelim that we use to make a Kabbalah Saddam, so it's Mekadosh the Yavish. Shneim Raposik says Shneihem Maleim Solis Halula Bashemen Lemincha. They're both filled up with flour, Halula mixed in with Shemen for Mincha. Rashi says Shneihem Maleim Solis Over Minchas Nesachim Kimishtoi. So about a Mincha that comes with the Zevach. The tuna shemen that you have to have shemen inside this mincha. Ukama it says the mizrak, ukara the mizrak and the kara kitchul seilis. So Alma, what do we see? Even though this mizrak is a kli that's mekabalach, for the mice if you put yavish inside it, it becomes kodesh. So Rashi says Alma isle the Shmuel the kli shoros mekadshim seilis below shemen. The kli shoros is mekadish the seilis without the shemen. So what do you mean? You see that in this mizrak, he could just put the soilus by itself, and that itself has kedusha. So kol ponim, you see that Shmuel holds like Rav, that you can mekadesh the soilus, the flower by itself. And Rashi is kash also beginning to learn this. They'll put this in talking about a minchas chayta. The minchas chayta, there's no shemen altogether, only the yavish. Therefore, it's kodesh. That's all you need. Benachnami Shmuel Voshes Madaik, any mincha that you could have a kedusha on the flower by itself, even without the shemen. So Sarayah Shmuel also holds like Rav. Now the Mor says, oh, Malay Ravacha mi diftl ravino, mincha leicha hi. That a mincha lechur is called leicha, it's wet. But what are you bringing me a proof from this pasuk here? Shneim leim selis. So you have this mizrak, this clear, you're supposed to mekabel dam in it. Now that you have the mincha inside, it's mekadesh the mincha. So what's the proof? It's mekadesh adavi yovesh. Lechur a mincha is called leicha. Since a mincha has shemen mixed into it, it's also called leicha. So what's the proof that a kli of lach can be mekadesh yovesh is not called yovesh? Or Malay, so he answered back and said, lenitzvah, you know what the chiddush over here is? El liyovesh bo, that the mincha, there is some parts of it that's still yovesh. Because even though it's mixed up with shemen, not all of it got mixed up so well. There are still some parts that are soilless by itself. So that part of soilless is called dry, and that's the chiddush, that that part could be av kedusha, even though it's in a mizrak, a kli that's meant for lach. All right, turn over. We'll continue on the other side. Yes, again, when you know the shiloh, what's the raya that a minchas kli halach is mekadish, adavi yavish, aye, mincha is also lach? So we're interested now, b'boy, you say, another teretz could be, that mincha legabe dam, ki yavish dam ye. That this mizrak is a kli that's aye, to be mekabel dam in it. So negay, it's a blood which is real liquid, a mincha, even though it has some shemen mixed into it, it's still called ki yavish. So therefore, you have a raya that a kli halach could be mekadesh, a kli halach could be mekadesh adavi yovesh. Shavuot Gemara says goof for what we say before. Omer Rabbi Lozer, mincha shekom tzad the heichal kshera. A mincha that was brought into the heichal, into the kodesh, and the kohen made the kemit to the etz kasha. What's the proof? Shekein matzina besilut bezichin. Because every Shabbos the kemit of the lechem aponim is taken off the bezichin, and that's done in the heichal by the shulchan. So you see, it's kosher who had in a regular mincha also. Most of Rabbi Yirmiyah has the question. Most of Rabbi Yirmiyah, it says, "Bekomatz mishom." The Yechain has to make the kmitza from over there. So we dashin mimokem shiragli azar umdois in the place where the zar could still stand. Rashi says that means achas asorama bechnisas hazor bemizrach mokem drisas Yisrael in the place of the ezras Yisrael where the Yisrael could still stand. Salma, what do you see? Azorah Bina, you have to make the kemitza in the Azorah and not in the Heichel. Ben Beseira says, Mina yin shin komas bismil. How do we know if the Kohen made a kemitza with his left hand? So even though it's possible the din is sheyachsa, let him throw the kemitza back into the mincha, the yikmats bimina, do it over again. Talmudim, the Pesach says, V'komats mishom hidashins, mimokim shekomats kvar. Like you can take out a second time a kemitza, even though you already took once a kemitza, you do it a second time. Vakoponim, according to Rabbi the Tanakamo, the kemitza has to be done in the Ezras Yisrael. Sumar says, Ika di Amri hu moisel vav humafarukli. He asked the question and he answered it. And Ika di Amri, some say, Omle Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Yimer bat Achlipa. That I sab lecha, I'll give you a story like this. Lenitzuch el lahachshir es kol hazor kula. That's all it means to say. This pasuk is just teaching us that you could make a kemitza any place in the Azara. Not that it's the kuvah, it has to be in those first 11 amis in the Ezras Yisrael. Avad huad, and if you do it in the Heichel also it's kosher. Just teaching you that you don't only need Ezras Noshim, but even Ezras Yisrael is also kosher. Shloi Taimu did not say, Ho yul vi oyla kodesh kodoshim. A korban oyla is kodesh kodoshim. O mincha is kodesh kodoshim. If so, maybe ma oyla tunet sofen, just like oyla has to do on sofen, af mincha tunet sofen, maybe it needs afka sofen. So, Nemar says, no, I ma oyla sheken kolu, on oyla the whole thing is burnt, so let off a mechates, the whole thing is not burnt. I ma lachates sheken mechaperos, it comes from a kaporo, achai bekrisus, and I verily did a chet, achai bekrisus, so me yoshim, let it off a mekorban oshim. I ma li yoshim sheken mini domim, that it's a parsh of zrikas dam, So maybe only Zvika's dam needs a Kodesh Kedoshim and not a Mincha. And Nikula Namishakein Mine Damim, we can learn out that also only Damim needs Tzofa, needs the Azara. But maybe a Mincha could be done any place. So why don't we need a Pasuk for? And Larazar swears like this. Itzrich, still I need a special Pasuk to be Matthew that you can make the Kemitza any place in the Azara. Because without a special Pasuk, Salkot Adachamina, I would have thought to say, Salkot Adachamina. Hoy Luxir, since the Pasuk says, Vik Riva, El HaKoyin, Vihigisha Lemesbeach, the Kometz is supposed to make Hakrov. You have to bring the Mincha closer to the Kohen, and the Kohen brings it over to the Mizbeach. So Mahagosha Makaren Dremes Maravis, just like the Hagosha, you have to first bring the Mincha to the side of the Mizbeach, to the Dremes Maravis, the southwest side. Maybe Av Kemitza, Nami Makaren Dremes Maravis. Maybe the Kemitza of every Mincha has to have to be done in the Yazor, right near the Mizbeach, on the west south side. Is Kamash Mulon, that's the Posik, Mimokim Shragli Azarondois, that you can make the Kemitza any place in the Azara. But it doesn't mean the Bedavka has to be there. And if not, the Din is Kashi, even if it would be done in the Eichel. Gufa, what we say before, Omer Rebbe Yechanan, Shlomim Sheshocht in the Eichel, Ksherim, a carbon shlom that has a Shechita done in the Eichel is Kasha. Shinema Posik says, Veshocha to Pesach Oyomoyid, you have to Shecht it, a carbon shlom in the Pesach Oyomoyid. And therefore the Svar is, Veloye Tofo Chomim Menikah, that Maduch in the Azor is kosher, a tofel, for sure in the Azor, in the Heichel itself, for sure it's kosher. Now this may say, we have Yudu Ben Besei Rema, Yudu Ben Besei Rema says, Minay in Shem Hekif or Evdik Echovim, as Hazor, I don't know if the Goyim were Makif, who wanted to have Mechoma against the Yidin, and they didn't let the Kahanim, Vein HaKahanim Rashi Yochol Lechol B'Azoro, they can't eat them the Azoro. So how do we, again, Minay in Shem Hekif or Evdik Echovim, as Hazorah, if the Goyim came to have Mechama and captured around the Azara, so the Kohanim cannot eat the meat on the Azara, so how do we know Shekhanim nechnosim Eichel, that the Kohanim are allowed to come into the Eichel, the Eichel and the Kodesh Kedoshim, they could eat there the Kodesh Kedoshim, Meshurim and Ochis. How do we know this? Rashi says, and the Chiddush is, Lo Yamino, I do not say, the lifts lo Kodeshim achi tziyah, the Yotzim Yazor Eichel. I do not say there's a psulia by bringing the Kodeshim, the Bosar, from the Azara into the Eichel. How do I know this? Tom,